What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 347, and our podcast is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, that gives us a little kickback and, of course, keeps the podcast ongoing. As you can see, this is a little bit of a different podcast. We are here live in Las Vegas. And of course, I'm with my co-host Ryan. What's going on?
Not much. Long time no see in person.
Right? I know, but I haven't seen Ryan in what this will be like
3 years.
3 years. Yeah. So it's like a very, very long time.
Yeah.
So let us know where we're staying. Our internet is like literally horrible. So let us know if we sound okay, what it kind of looks like. Yeah. We're only doing this podcast. All of our other content for CES will be put out as videos on the channel. We're not gonna
we'll chance it
not working, but this is kind of the format we are going to go with for CES. Kind of be like Ryan and I talking about products, and then we'll splice in some b-roll. So we're pretty excited about that. Now this is going to be our year in review kind of podcast, so you know, we're going to talk about all of the best products or all of our favorite products that we reviewed from 2022. We're going to talk about the biggest stories of 2022, and we're going to go over the best case mods of 2022. We just put that article out there on the website as well. If you guys do want to follow along, we do have our full show notes page, which let's see if I can bring this up.
Just a heads up, mod my mods is in the chat. And I was like, we were literally just talking about
mod my mods. I got to share my screen here. Hold on.
Yeah, we're running kind of like...
It's so weird because...
I don't know, a setup that's not 100% ideal. I think it's going to work for us. We just got to work some kinks out, I think.
Yeah. It will eventually work.
Yeah.
So now I have the show notes up. Okay. So anyways, guys, to follow along, we do have our full show notes page. It is linked in the description of this video. If you want to follow along and see all the things that we're going to be talking about this week, the first thing that we are going to talk about is case mods. And if you guys don't know, every Friday on the website, we feature a build or mod that's been completed in the community. And then on top of that, we did a best of 2022. So I basically went through all of the mods that we featured. These are not all the mods that came out in 2022. They're just the ones that we featured on the website. And then they're going to be our favorites or my favorites. Ryan didn't make the list. I made the list this year. Ryan was upset that I made the list.
Yeah, I didn't agree with everything on there.
But
there's still, like, I think we featured just amazing mods anyways. So, like, it's not that any of these are bad by any means. I just, there's a couple that I probably would have tossed onto the list. But that's all right. Yeah, let's...
Our StreamYard just went out. Hold on. Not on there. We should be good on here, but on... It's going to mess everything up. Hold on.
Looks good so far. My phone auto defaulted to 144, but change. All right.
Yeah, we should. Like I said, we're having. I'm running things on the laptop so you guys can see it, and it's not being great. So let's try this one more time. If not, we'll just run through it. Oh, that's what it's doing.
What's up?
I got it. Don't worry. We got this.
Yeah, you got it. All right.
We got this figured out, I think. So now you guys should see the show notes, and then we'll bring up best case mods. So again, these are the best mods of 2022, according to me. Like I said, Ryan didn't get to pick. In no particular order, these are just ones I thought really stand out. And I'm going to go over why I thought they stood out to me, at least. First, we have the Fen high-end custom gaming systems, their Porsche 992 build. This is sort of like a show-off build, but it's really... It's almost like a test bench slash show-off build. But the thing I really like about it is, of course, the way they have their tubing. Ryan, you don't have this up on your screen, so I can't.
No, I do.
I have
the preview.
Yeah, so this is their bends on their tubing is very much like our good buddy mods from BenQ. Kind of like the same thing, but I think it works.
Yeah, they're just like all these, those arcing, you know, bends there to transfer fluid about the build.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unique because you know, there's no like fittings to make like 90 degree or 45 degree bends. It's just like straight arcs across the build, which is kind of a cool look.
Yeah, I really like the way this one looks. Obviously, it's called Porsche 992 because it is themed after the Porsche 992. I really like it. It looks sweet. How hard are those bends to do? Are those like, is that type of bend pretty hard to do?
You would,
with the chrome, I guess, because that's,
I don't remember what the, I mean, I don't remember what material those lengths were made out of. But I mean, the hardest part to me in my experience with it would be heating up the whole length of that
tube,
right? Because you could like bend it around like a 5 gallon bucket or whatever it is. Like you could figure out what your radius needed to be and everything. But it would be like heating up that length of tube and making it all a single bend, right? To make that, I think.
Yeah, like I said, I like this one. So that is one of the builds. The next one, Sneff, he's one of my favorite builders. He does really, really great work. He released, I think, 3 or 4 different prototype builds. These are cases that he built himself. And this is one of them. I would say go check out all the ones that we featured. But it's such a really cool, like we talked about this on the podcast previously, like you could sell this as a kit. You know what I mean? Like you could sell it in parts and somebody could put this together. That's what I think is super, super cool about it. And even somebody like me, who's like, as our good friend from GGF says, that I'm scared of,
you're water. Apprehensive.
Yeah,
for sure.
About the water cooling. Like, you know, you could sell this as a kit and then you could have all, like, it's all, you know, pre-bent for you. You could just basically just plug things in. Super, super cool. Awesome custom case from Sneff. Definitely check that out. And again, we feature all of his other,
like, not to take anything away from this build, obviously it's almost like a flat pack furniture, like an IKEA, right?
Yeah.
Like it's just like you could sell it as these pieces that comes in a box, like attach panel A to panel B, right? Mm-hmm. And you end up with this amazing looking build,
and that's all you want. You want the amazing looking build.
Yeah.
And like exactly. And the thing is, it's like, again, somebody like me who's apprehensive, that would take away the
sure,
because it's all
laid out for
yeah laid and out like, and like provided. You plug this into this, like, it, you know, but again, this is just a custom build that he did. It's not something that is for sale like that, but great work from Sneff on this one. And then we have this insane
it's huge.
This is insane. So we featured a couple wall builds, we've seen wall builds, but I think the one that was most over the top this year was from Bro Cooling. I believe they're out of China. This is a 22,000 water cooled wall PC. And if you look at this thing, I mean, it is just insane. And again, it's a showpiece.
Yep.
It's for the background of their YouTube set. So, or their video set. I don't know if it's just for YouTube, but just completely laid out perfectly. Lots of water cooling.
6 radiators, I think.
Yeah, a ton. And it's also symmetrical too, which I love.
Yeah.
I love that you have the individually sleeved cables there. It's just like all the colors go well together. Like, it's really, really cool. It's one of the best ones that I've seen all year.
Those wall builds, like, I can't even, like, I know how heavy my build is.
Yeah.
And just like all these components plus the wall panel and all the extras on there. Like, I can't even imagine how much like work it is just to put this together and secure it to wherever it's going to be. Like,
yeah,
that's nuts.
Yeah, this is just insane. So check out this. All of these builds, we do have links in the article if you want to check them out in detail. We have full galleries.
Yeah.
And a lot of them we have videos. So like this one, we have their video of them building it and putting it all together. It's really, really awesome. And then we have a build from SS Mons. This is their Glacial. And the thing I love about this one, it's not crazy. It's not over the top. But it's small, functional, and powerful. That's what I like about it. This is a build that I would totally want sitting on my desk. We talked about, because I have my main, for you guys who don't know, I have my main PC actually here in Vegas, and it's small. It's the Lian Li 011 Dynamic Mini. It's small. This is very small, very compact, but it has water cooling. It has a cool little screen. It's just like the perfect little build. And I believe this is a custom built case by him.
Okay.
Which is really cool as well. And again, you have the screen there. I really like this one. Small, powerful. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of that.
The lines of those bends. Like, the way all those lines are running, like from the GPU back to like the distro plate. Mm-hmm. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, very, very cool stuff there. So,
and how it matches up with the peripherals, just the color.
Yeah, everything goes together quite well and all of that, which is really cool.
Nelson Lopez is in the chat saying sweet. They are one of our usual guests of the podcast.
Oh, yeah, of course. Good to see you, man. Good to see everybody. Hully said, hopefully we're coming through clear. We're kind of worried because the internet is not great. And then finally, we talked about this. This is pretty new. Maybe we mm-hmm. featured this about a month ago or something.
It wasn't too long ago.
Modding Cafe, their Iron Man Mark III, which, of course, is an Iron Man theme build. And this one is just, I love this. The attention to detail. And again, I should be clicking through on all of these to the actual articles. But the attention to detail on all of this build, it's so awesome. And Modding Cafe actually has done a whole series on Iron Man themed builds. So there's a bunch of these that you can check out. And they're just the attention to detail
is
so awesome. So if you're into any of these builds, you can see all of them in our best case mods of 2022 article. And of course, you know, we have our whole Case Mod Friday section on the website. So you guys can, go ahead and check all that out there as well. And I'm sorry if I'm missing the chat. I don't have my 49-inch ultra wide in front of me.
Oh, so Bob.
I know. I'm like a poor man right now on these like little screens here. But yeah, good to see everybody in here. Like we said, we had Mod My Mods in here. We have Jenny, Lex Lutha in here. Nelson. We have Nelson in here. Where's Shinny? I don't see Shinny. I might have to scroll up. Again, I don't have my large monitor. I can't see as much.
That's all right. You got your control on everything, so
yeah. But yeah, so that is the best case mods of 2022. Now, when it comes to actual reviews, we reviewed quite a lot of stuff this year. And Ryan didn't do as many reviews as he did the previous year, but I did a bunch. And I'm just going to feature some of my favorite products, whether they weren't they might not be the best products, but they're the products that really stood out to me this year. So we'll start with cases. Well, actually, I have two cases in this list, surprisingly enough. But the case that really was just different, something kind of crazy, was the Fractal Design North. And I really like this just because, I mean, it's just different. It was just different.
Yeah.
Everybody for the past couple of years has been all glass. It's been RGB everywhere. And with this case, as you guys can see, I mean, it's like an IKEA case, but not crappy. crappy like IKEA is. It's just like, right. It looks like an IKEA case.
Scandinavian minimalist design. The wood is like, the wood sets it apart, obviously.
Yeah, so the biggest thing about this case is the wood design on the front panel, which is cool. And it's actually real wood here on the front. So it just looks super, super cool. I really like this case.
It's available in the white and
And the black. And if you get the black version, the wood on the front's a different color.
Right.
But yeah,
it doesn't look great. And this had a mesh side panel, right?
Yeah, this one has a mesh side panel. You can get it with a tempered glass if you want. But I think the mesh looks great. And again, the mesh allows you to add more fans to the actual side of the case, getting some better cooling out of it as well. It's just a really, again, just something different. And we saw Fractal come out with that other minimalist case that kind of looked like a speaker, like a little speaker, the home theater PC.
Was it the Ridge?
Yeah, the Ridge. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, I think we're going to see a lot more of that because, again, not everybody wants, like, again, the RGB that's sitting here in front of us. It looks so good.
Reflection. It does. It's awesome. I saw it for the first time in person today. It's tiny. It's compact. It's super quiet, and it looks great.
Oh, but yeah. I think we lost my thing again.
Oh.
It keeps on erroring out on StreamYard. No, we're good because we're streaming from the main computer. The laptop's not happy about it.
All right. I got you.
The laptop is not happy about it at all. Let me go back into the studio. So yeah, so we're always going to be, but like the overlay keeps on dying out for some reason. Okay. And this is like, has a decent processor in it. This is why I'm so glad that I brought the big computer.
Yes.
I would have brought a more powerful laptop than this little guy if I wasn't bringing the big computer, but I'm really glad I brought the big computer.
Yeah, we have, it's nuts how much stuff is like spread out in the yeah. room. When Bob pulled up in his car, it was just like packed to the gills with stuff, like filled up the baggage cart, and it's crazy how much we brought. I mean, we have probably like 10 a million cameras and cables, and
we have
back 4 microphones.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff, but that's the thing. So if you guys like don't follow us on like social media, I moved to San Diego and it's like a 5.5-hour drive. Yeah. And it was like, why don't I just load up the car so I can have like a full size monitor, a regular computer, you know, I can bring the light. Like we have actual lights to shoot video. We have real like XLR microphones. Like I can't pack all that stuff.
It looks like we kind of know what we're doing.
Yeah, sort of. It looks a little bit like we know what we're doing, but yeah. So like, that's kind of why we did that.
Yeah.
But yeah, moving back to more favorite products. This one wasn't obviously the best processor that came out. There's ones that are better, but I think the Ryzen 9 7900X, the thing I think the big thing that we saw with this one, we were waiting, right? It was actually like a while to get an upgrade for mm-hmm. AMD. I mean, we were on an X570 for so long. So I think one, I was super excited for the motherboards because, you know me, I love motherboards.
Yeah.
Getting new features on those motherboards. But I think the cool thing about the new Ryzen processors was that they went from PGA to LGA. Yep. So it's a lot different. And we saw that, you know, the heat sink design.
Crazy, yeah, heat spreader.
Yeah, the heat spreader design's a little bit different. So, and I think the performance increase is really nice. I really like that line. I mean, not the 7000 series, I'm on the 5000 series, but just the whole AMD ecosystem right now is really good to build in, affordable. And again, the X670E motherboards are full of features. You get the, you know me, super fast storage, you get super fast storage. So that was one product again that I really liked this year, from AMD. I just thought
DDR5 support.
Yeah. Nice. DDR5, PCI Express 5.0 on graphics and storage as well. So lots of cool stuff. And we do have more Ryzen 7000 series content coming in the new year, which I'm definitely excited about there as well. What else do we have? Oops.
Oh, this is the keyboard that you... Did you bring this one? Is this the other one you brought?
Which... No. I did bring it. It's
okay, yeah,
in the box over there.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, so then moving on to, like Ryan said, keyboards. This keyboard was just so cool for me. It is the... Why is... See, now it's not letting me share my screen.
The Mel Geek Mojo 84.
Yeah. Why is...
Bob can share his
screen. Present.
We'll do it live.
It's so weird that it's not letting me share the screen again.
I wonder why it's...
Oh, there it goes. Issues. It just like picked it back up. It's so weird. But anyways, yeah. So it's the Mel Geek Mojo 84. As you can see from the picture, it has this sort of clear casing, really comfortable keyboard. And for people, again, just like I don't like doing water cooling, I'm not at that point where I'm going to build my own keyboard yet, right? But I love keyboards. Like you see the other one I brought. I mean, they look like custom keyboards. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about this is like a pre-built. It's all built for you. It all goes together. It's extremely comfortable. It's not as loud as the one that I've been using.
My God.
So I've been using a Cherry MX Blue Switch keyboard since I got here.
I'm about to throw it against the wall.
And I brought this Mel Geek one, which I believe has the brown switches. So it won't be as loud for Ryan. But this is such a cool keyboard. Mel Geek has a bunch. We did the Lego keyboard too.
Oh, that was one of theirs? Okay.
Yeah. So the Lego keyboard was theirs as well. This one was just super cool just because... Like I said, it just looks so good in like the kind of design, the really big letters on the actual, let me bring it up here. Like the really big letters on the keycaps and just the things that it says, it was just like really well built, and it's super comfortable as well. To type on, it's such a cool keyboard. So yeah, check this review out. Like if you're looking for, and the thing that's cool, one thing that's really cool about this as well is they make a matching number pad.
Okay.
which is really cool. So if you're into this, but you know, again, this is a, what is this? This is a,
I like the non-standard like keys, like the space bar has text on it. That's not, you know, just like space bar, the backspace says not for resale, you know, like, yeah, there's just like all these,
it's very different. Yeah. And it's, yeah, it's just like really unique. And again, for a pre-built, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What was I saying? I forget what I was saying now.
I don't know.
But
oh, they have something.
Oh yeah, so they have 10 key. They have the number pad.
Yep.
And so if you, this is, I believe, 10 keyless. If you need a number pad, I know there's a lot of people that they're like Excel wizards and they need that number pad, yep, or whatever. They have matching number pads that will go with this. So
okay,
and they're mechanical too, so you have a really nice setup if you're, you know, into this keyboard. So go ahead and check that out. Now I'll try to change back to the solo layout. Okay, we're back. Now let's see if it'll let me share the screen when I bring up the next thing here. So after that, we have another case, and we talked about this case earlier today, Ryan.
Yep.
The Height Y60. This case is just very different. You know, I think, again, I did my Lian Li O11 dynamic build. Yep. That was, for the past 2 years, has been like the case to do the show-off build in. It's right, designed that way. And this case is designed very much the same. The big change is that you have that 45-degree angle panel in the front that really makes it so this case stands out. It's just a little bit more different. A lot of people call this the fish tank case.
Yeah.
It's designed very well. It's very unique. It comes with its own riser cable. So the only way to install a graphics card is vertically.
Right.
Some people might like that. Some people may not. But if you do, the riser cable attachment itself matches the color of the case, which is pretty cool. Fits, you know, up to extended ATX motherboards, room for water cooling. It's like I said, it's designed very, very well.
Yeah, I like this, and it came in multiple color ways, yeah, as well. This was kind of a case that, like, I don't want to say came out of nowhere, but when it came out, everybody was like, mm-hmm, okay, this is cool, it's unique, right? It has some design features that are kind of similar to the O11, right? That we kind of get that those side fans up front,
yeah,
but yeah, the fishbowl look, as a lot of people like to call it. I think this is a really cool case.
Yeah, I really like it. And I think we're going to see some new stuff from Height at CES. So I'm excited to see what they have. Cool. But again, they're very, this seems like a boutique type of product. And I really, yeah, like that Height is kind of going that route where they're coming out with products that just make sense. Like this case just makes sense for what it is, right? Like Lian Li has been around for like a long time. And obviously the O11 dynamic makes sense. But this is like, this seems very boutique, very well thought out, mm-hmm, type of case. And that's why I really, really like it. So again, one of my favorite things that I reviewed this year. So
cool.
Check that review out as well. And like I said, we do have links to all of these reviews in the show notes if you want to check them out. If you want to, you know, see our favorite things. Now, Ryan added some new things to the notes here. Yep. So first you have a keyboard.
Right.
I totally forgot about this one.
Yeah, so it was the Cherry MX10 .0N RGB mechanical keyboard. It's a full-size keyboard, but it's low-profile switches, those low-profile keycaps. I know you and I have kind of enjoyed those when we've taken a look at them.
Yeah.
This is actually my daily driver.
Oh, really?
At work.
Interesting.
I had another low-profile with low-profile blues. This has low profile reds on it, which I just love. This has the RGB speeds, the Cherry MX speed switches.
Fast.
Yeah, well
either shoot. I mean, you,
I type fast, so I gotta have fast switches, yeah, right?
But like, no, like the Cherry MX speeds comparative to like, if you're somebody that uses a keyboard a lot, you can tell a difference between, yes, those and a red. It's even like as far as the actual speed.
But I like the low profile speeds much more than full size. Gotcha. The full size were too sensitive. Like I kept screwing up with those when I had reviewed a keyboard with those. ABS keycaps, not PBT, but they feel and sound really nice compared to ABS.
I think that's the thing, is that we've seen a lot of like keyboards that aren't like, you know, like double shot PBT, but they are ABS, but the way either the AB, like it's like a certain,
it's type. Just like it's better, or I don't know what they do, but yeah. It sounds good. It's not like a clicky, like plasticky sound. It is a solid sounding keyboard. It's got an aluminum body to it, USB type C connectivity, RGB lighting. You know, you can customize it however you like. Like I said, it has a 10 key on there, the low profile.
This is a full size
keyboard.
I can't do a full size on the desk anymore. It just takes up too much. And I have a large desk, and I'm like, this takes up too much space for Bob. Like I need my like 10 keyless or 75% right on there. Yeah. And yeah, but no, I really like this.
Bar, like the height adjustment is nice too, because you can kind of, doesn't have legs that like click out into like a couple of settings. It's got a bar that is hinged, and you can kind of customize kind of depending on your preferences there.
Yeah, I really like that about this keyboard. That's something different. And then for a lot of people don't know, like this keyboard is made by Cherry, the same company that makes like your Cherry MX switches. You know what I mean? Right. And they've already, and their in-house products aren't as well known, because again, they sell their switches to everybody else, but their in-house products are really well made, at least the ones that I've seen in person. And I mean, based on what you said, this is a really good keyboard as well.
I love it. Like I said, it's my daily driver, and I love typing on it.
Very, very cool. Oh,
had enough. Oh, you lost it again.
That's it keeps right. on. It, like when
like
I
when you stop sharing or
something? When I tab out, it doesn't do it. Like when I tab to like show the actual screen, it turns off. Hmm. You know what I mean? It's so weird. So then I have to go to present and then share screen again.
Share it again.
Well, okay, here we go.
Yep, I just had one more product that I added.
To the list. Yeah, we'll get to this list here. All right, so Ryan's third product he actually has here. He brought them.
Yeah, I did. It's the EPOS H3 Pro Hybrid gaming headset. It's a wireless headset, so it has a USB dongle that you can utilize to connect to your device, like a PC or laptop. I was using it on my laptop earlier today, but I also used it on my flight. Connected to my phone via Bluetooth. And the really nice thing about using it on the flight is it has active noise cancellation. And I was hesitant to use this headset at first, but then I remembered, because like it's a gaming headset, right? So it's got the boom microphone that you can kind of fold down and up, but the boom microphone comes off really easily. It's held on magnetically, and then you like pull it off and there's a little magnetic pop on. So you don't have to like, I wasn't sitting on the plane with my gaming headset, right?
Like, I've done that a couple of times. Like,
yeah. So no, it was connected via Bluetooth, but it also has a microphone in the body of it. So you can continue to utilize it as a communication device, which is really nice. And it also has, you know, the standard 3.5 audio jack that you can utilize, connected to your Switch or some other device that utilizes a cable. So you got multiple connectivity options with this. It comes in some really awesome colorways.
Comfortable is it? I didn't put them on when you had them over there.
It's nice. The padding from the sides is like that leatherette material, but the material that connects to your face, you know, is like a cloth material, which is really nice. That's what I prefer most of the time. Super comfortable the whole trip. I had it on for about a 2-hour flight. I've had it on for longer than that. It's super comfortable, really nice build quality. Like I said, it's got a couple really cool colorways. This one is like a forest green and gold, which I did
like that, because it's typical gaming headsets.
Yeah,
black or white sometimes,
neon green like your
Razer. Like the Razer, and then you know you're getting a lot of pink,
some red.
You're getting some pink now.
Yeah.
Razer has pink, and a couple other companies are doing the pink now, but. Yeah, this green with the gold, that's the one thing when I saw it, I was like, this thing looks badass.
Yeah, they're...
And I think don't they have a blue color, like a lighter, blue, like a blue something?
It's a royal, not a royal blue, but they have a navy blue, and I forget the color highlight on it. But yeah, it comes with, you know, all the cables that you need for it, you know, some USB extensions if you're going to use that dongle. Has software that you can utilize, you don't have to, but it is there and available. No, it's great. You know, we've got the review up on the website that has testing of the microphone, obviously.
Yeah, so you can hear the
what they sound like on there. But that was probably one of my favorites that I reviewed this year.
Nice. For sure. Nice. Well, those are our favorite products of the year. Like I said, if you guys aren't familiar with the website, just go ahead and check out. Go on the website. It just says reviews right at the top, and you can see all of our reviews that we've done. Lots of cool stuff. We have a lot of cool stuff coming this year already. So
Shinny said you were tabbed out on life.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure who that Ryan Tucker is because it says I'm tabbed out on life.
Yeah, that's yeah. Shinny.
Okay. See, I don't call Shinny Ryan.
I know.
So Ryan's friend who he works with, Ryan.
Yeah, I both named Ryan.
But his gaming name is Shinny Gaming. So I only call him Shinny, and I always, I'm like, Ryan, like we're in our game chat. I'm like, Ryan, and like, they don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm talking to the actual Ryan, not Shinny. But yeah, so we also have Nelson in the chat saying, I love the photo of you guys, nice background in the city. Yeah, it took us a little while to set this up. There was actually a couch here. And we wanted the table. Totally we rearranged everything. I think it does, like with the, I mean, Caesar's Palace in the background right there.
You see the Bellagio fountain going?
I think because it
was going just a little bit.
I think it's that way. Yeah, it's more right there that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we could change the angle, but then we have to reset everything up. Yeah, it's just too much. So yeah, that again, guys, that was our favorite products. Now, as far as
big news stories,
I think one of the biggest news stories, it just in general, is that GPU prices are back to normal. I mean, for this year, I think we started out this year with the prices still being very much inflated.
Yep.
Like this time last year, still very much inflated prices, not a whole lot of inventory. And now, you know, we have a lot, you know, pricing is just, it's, you can get anything you want at retail price. There's no markup.
Yeah. And things are available.
Yeah. And things
there's inventory.
Yeah. There's inventory of all the new cards, which we will talk about.
For worse.
And I think, again, a lot of this had to do with, you know, Ethereum. It wasn't worth it to mine it anymore.
Right.
You know, that helped quite a bit because all the miners were buying up the cards. So now you can go buy a graphics card anywhere at retail price. You don't have to wait in a line for it. You don't have to you had the Newegg lottery thing.
Yeah. EDJ had their sign up.
And then I remember too, I think it was like Newegg or Amazon. Like you had to buy it as part of a bundle. You couldn't just buy it. Yeah. You couldn't just buy the graphics. Like they like kind of screwed everybody.
Yeah.
Like you're getting screwed. Like you didn't want all the other stuff. You just wanted the card.
It's like your home internet, right? You're like, oh, we got to bundle you up, man. This deal.
Like, we want you to spend another $1,000 on top of whatever, you know, you're getting killed for this card as well. So I think that was one of the biggest stories of the year. I think that, I mean, it's awesome. I always think of all my friends who want to build PCs and I'm just like, you can get whatever you want. You don't have to wait, you know, because I think this time last year, I was like, see if you can pick up buy the graphics card and then go from there because you don't want to buy all the other stuff. And then
just wait.
You can't get a graphics card. So that's really nice that, we have availability of graphics cards, which is definitely a plus. And again, for some reason, our second thing in the notes is not in there. Or no, it is. That's just out of, I guess that, maybe I just forgot to put the space in there. Anyways, the next big thing, and this was a massive story that completely, at least for me, came out of left field. I was like, what?
Yeah.
It's not April. What's going on? Like with this story? I thought this story was just insane. It is that EVGA cut ties with NVIDIA. We talked about this for a long time. It's just so crazy to think EVGA, one of NVIDIA's biggest partners,
right?
And they made great cards. It wasn't like they were just some unknown company that was
right. And they're like, it's not worth it
anymore. Yeah. And we talked about it at length, you know, why EVGA decided to do this. They felt disrespected. They didn't like the kind of stringent rules that NVIDIA had as far as you know, they might not know about the product until like a week before it's supposed to sell, or like what price Nvidia's setting it at. Nvidia would set an MSRP, and like that within that MSRP didn't really allow like an AIB to make a whole lot of money on their cards anyways. There was all these things. And it's kind of sad because you have these cards, like there's people that have only ever owned EVGA cards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I mean, that's what my current card is EVGA.
There's people that only ever had EVGA cards, and they did like, remember they have like their, what's their, what was their thing called? Like their upgrade program called,
I forget what it was, but yeah, it was nice where you could kind of trade your card in.
Yeah, you could trade your card in, trade up. It was like called trade up or something. And I think too, EVGA was one of those companies that didn't chart, like didn't,
they wasn't, they were selling their cards for their like a reasonable price.
Yeah, like there wasn't, I mean, there were some companies, I'm sure you know who they are, who like you would get a card that was like $1,000 over MSRP.
Right. And they were selling them for, you know, like normal prices. Yeah. You just had to like get in line for it. And they were doing things to make sure that those cards got into the hands of enthusiasts and, and gamers, as opposed to just going to, you know, crypto miners or bots. You know, they tried to do their best to get them to the people that they really are, they are designing them for, right? And, and wanting to support. Which was nice.
Yeah, that's the one.
It was crazy, and I
it's so weird.
The story broke with who? Steve and Jay, right? Steve from Gamers Nexus and Jay from Jay's Two Cents.
It was like one of those things. Like we, like you hear something like on TV, you're like, "Whoa, that really just happened."
Yeah,
and it was like for us, like in the PC market, like in the PC industry, we're like, "What?" Like that's, it's like, it was just crazy.
It'd be like Ford saying, yeah, we're not going to make any cars anymore. We're actually
going to. Yeah. Like we're going to make planes.
Planes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes more sense for us.
Yeah. And just think like, you know, the special, like the Kingpin cards, which we always thought were super cool. Like you're not going to get another, at least not from EVGA, another King. No. I mean, maybe he'll go work for somebody else. Don't know. Yeah, it's just crazy. So that I thought was one of the biggest stories of the year. What else do we have on this list? GTA 6. So this was a massive leak, and we see some leaks here or there, screenshot.
Yep.
Yep. This was 90 videos, 90 GTA 6 videos that were leaked online, and they were literally everywhere. Not only like were they on like Reddit, people were uploading them to YouTube, people were uploading them to like Twitter, like the videos were being uploaded on Twitter itself. This stuff was everywhere. You could see it everywhere. It wasn't like it was posted somewhere and then like it got taken down within like an hour or whatever. Like it was up, it I remember it broke like over a weekend, and I like saw it, and then we wrote the article I think on a Monday about it. And it was just like, this is like so much. Like
that's a lot of content. 90 videos and like as much information as was inside of them. But it's a lot.
Yeah, there was so much of this. And again, one of the most anticipated games. I mean, still to this day, probably in the top 10 games that are being played right now, one of them is GTA 5. And I think the game's been out for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And it's still being played like crazy. And I think that they have a lot to live up to. And like people are hyped for it, obviously, but that much stuff to be leaked is just wild. And it was a huge story. I don't think we saw, like, when was the last massive big game leak? Because it doesn't happen.
Like cyber.
I don't think.
What was that? What game is that?
Cyberpower. Cyberpunk 2077. I didn't even bring my Cyberpower hoodie. I should have brought it.
Cyberpunk. I don't know that we saw any real leaks from.
We haven't seen a big leak a game that's highly anticipated. Not in a while. Yeah. And this was like a massive, massive leak. I don't know if you can still find those videos online. I'm sure in like some shady websites, but I mean, it was all scrubbed off Twitter eventually, off Reddit eventually, off YouTube eventually, but. That was a crazy story, at least. And again, for people who are fans, like I would like, again, there's not many single player games that are good.
Those are usually
GTAs were always good and always fun. And and the thing that was great about GTA, it's mindless, right? Like, you don't have to play any of the missions. You can just drive around and cruise around. You could crash. You could go kill people. Like, you could do all these things in the game. That's what made it so great. Yeah. So, yeah, GTA 6, we don't know when it's going to come out. But that was a massive, massive leak this year. Probably, like, our biggest gaming story on the website all year, yeah. I think. Yeah. So, really cool stuff there as well. What else do we have? So, we don't, I mean, we had a bunch of articles on these, but we're not going to put them up on the screen. But we have all new graphics cards from everybody. We have a new player, really, that entered the game, with Intel. I don't think people are going to buy in the Intel GPUs. I really don't think. I think that it took so long for them to come out. Mm-hmm. We have newer product from both AMD and NVIDIA. On top of that, we talked about rumors about Arc being gone, possibly. Yeah. We don't know if that's true or not. But I think the Intel stuff, very low. I mean, they said it wasn't going to be high-end.
I think it's still good to have the choice out there.
Yes. And I think that I would really hope that they would continue to make them, and maybe one day we'd get something that would compete. I think... Mm-hmm. The biggest thing when it comes to any of these, and we've seen it with AMD in the past, is drivers and updating those drivers and optimizing for games. That's what, like, NVIDIA is so good at. That's like their bread and butter, is like a game comes out same day the game comes out, you have like an optimized driver and everything. And that's what I think Intel's going to have a hard time with. Like, why would you buy, say it was same performance, like why would you buy the Intel right now, you know? But I like I said, it's great to see a third player coming to market. I think that's huge. I would hope that they stay and continue to make more cards. And then hopefully we get to a point where they're semi-competitive with NVIDIA and AMD in that respect. On the other side of things, we have finally had RTX 40 series. We teased it for like ever on the website.
We still only have two cards out, right? 4090 and the 4080.
And we have 4070 Ti coming in a couple of days.
This week,
tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be announced tomorrow,
the 3rd. We'll be there.
Yeah. But out of the 40 series, did you have any big takeaways from the RTX 40 series?
My main takeaway was, wow, these are way too expensive.
I thought that, and I thought they're huge.
And they're enormous.
Like, these cards are massive. Huge. I think that was the biggest takeaway from those cards, was that.
And then our next story.
Yeah, our next story, we'll talk about that. I think on the AMD side of things, they are having, we have a story this week on their cooling issues, which is always seems to be a problem with AMD graphics cards. But I think it's the problem with the vapor chamber. But I think too, at the same time, AMD did a pretty good job.
Sure.
This time around, I still don't like the naming. Because they're both 7900, you know what I mean? Like, I always think of
XT and XTX.
Yeah, XT and XTX. And I think I'm always like a big advocate for the consumer, especially like the first time buyer. So that's kind of confusing. But beyond that, I think they did a good job too. And again, we talk about, you know, having the availability of all of these graphics cards. You can buy everything right now. I think again, you just got all that Christmas money. Maybe you get New Year's money. You got, you know, what's it called? It's coming up. Tax return season's coming up.
Jackpot.
Yeah, in Vegas. Like... Yeah, we're in Vegas, you know. But you have all, it's a perfect time to build a PC. Everything's available right now.
You've got new storage and memory options with DDR5, PCIe 5. Yeah.
There's so much stuff, it's all available. So I think this was a great year for graphics cards.
Yeah.
While they did get a little bit more expensive, you gotta put that out there. Yeah.
A little bit more.
Yeah, that's the caveat. But if you're willing to spend the money, you can build a badass system right now. So I'm pretty happy about that. Now, if you are going to be building a new system based on a RTX 4090, 4080, there are possibly... Now, we talked about this and we went over it. This was probably the biggest story of the year. Minus the EVGA story, I think this is probably the biggest story of the year, you think?
I think it was one of the stories that got the most attention.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was 100% warranted.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of agree. So that was the 16-pin power connection.
Which is new.
Which is new.
Right, that's new with these cards. So,
And basically, there were issues with it. Wait, why did... Oh, here we go. There were issues with it. Basically, the connection burning up. This is a lot to do with the adapter. And we talked about when the adapter first was announced. Like, we saw the adapter. The life for it was only 30 plugins.
Yeah, 30. Like, when you think about it, you're like, oh, only 30. But at the same time, like, most people are going to build their system. They're going to plug it in, and they're done, right? Like, mm-hmm. How often are you plugging and unplugging your GPU? Not that often. So when you really think about it, like, 30 is probably a reasonable number. But it also seems really low for something. But yes, we kind of laughed at that number. But it turns out they're possibly just a little more finicky, and you need to spend a little more time ensuring that it's fully connected, seated and connected all the way. We saw
CableMod came out with a cable that kind of fixes this issue. We've seen some other 3D printed things that bend the cable correctly. Yep. We even said, and NVIDIA even put out first, is connect the your card, your RTX 4080 or 4090 is going to come with the adapter. Plug the adapter into the card first, and then install the card, then connect all the ends to it. And again, I do think this was blown out of proportion, but again, you know, what's a 4090 was 1600.
Yeah.
So, you know, and again, if you're buying an aftermarket card, even more than that, but say, you know, you spent $1,600 on this card, and then you know that smell of burning plastic?
Yeah.
Like, you turn on your computer.
Build smell.
Yeah. Yeah. And you smell that, and your screen's blank, and you're like, and then you do some investigation, and then you see what I actually have up on the screen here.
Right, a melted plug.
Yeah. Melted plug. And you're like, you know, and again, it's like, this is warranty covered. Like, you don't know what's going on. NVIDIA in all of the AIBs, from what we know, replaced all these if there was an issue. And again, like Ryan said, I think that it might have been blown out of proportion, but
it's impactful.
It's impactful. And again, it's so impactful that AMD said in their when they announced their 7900 series cards, oh, we're not using that connection that might have some issues. We're using the standard 8-pin PCI Express power connector. So, yeah, like I said, I mean, I think you'll be fine. I know people that have 4090s haven't had an issue. There was extensive testing. People were able to replicate this issue, though.
Sure.
But
it all came down to, for the most part, not having things connected properly.
Correct.
But that doesn't mean that it couldn't have been designed better to ensure proper connectivity. I still think we need to move over to something that utilizes a more permanent connection, like screws, you know, terminals on the card itself, on that power plug, and then screws on.
I think when you add more things, it just makes it.
Ah, but I don't know.
You know, not everybody's us.
That's true.
You know,
yeah.
You're just flying through there. You forget to put them on, and you know,
yeah.
You drop the screw, it goes down into the GPU itself. Like, there's a lot of these issues that.
What I had that the other day. I don't remember what I was doing, but it was when I was doing something on my build when I was redoing all my tubing and everything, and I forget what it was that dropped down, but two things dropped down, and I was like, this is gonna be a pain in the ass to get out of here.
I remember sometimes when I was like a motherboard screw, and I would drop it, and I would like, it just wouldn't come out of the case. Like, you'd shake the case, and like, it just wouldn't come out.
It has to tear the whole thing down, because you don't want it like sitting behind the board.
Well, yeah, sort something out. Yeah, I've had a lot of issues.
I'm trying to remember what it was, but I dropped two things, and I was like, I didn't see either of these fall out, so I ended up finding them. Yeah,
but yeah, I think again, I think that was one of the bigger stories of the year as well. And I think that was
the last one.
I think that's all we have for our big thing. Anything else this year that really caught your attention or really in the tech sphere that was big? I mean,
I've gotten kind of excited. I haven't spent as much time as I want, but like some of the advancements with AI image generation and the fact that you can run them on your own GPU at home and you don't have to like utilize a cloud-based service like
what's Midjourney, the chat one called?
ChatGPT. That's kind of crazy. That I haven't spending a lot of time with it either, but I've been seeing
there's a couple things for like productivity stuff, because again, like I'm running website and doing a bunch of stuff, and I have another company that I run, like there's AI stuff that will like write emails for you, or like, you know, we do reviews, like would like write a review for you. Not completely, but like there's certain things.
Give you ideas.
Yeah. I think
here's an idea you could write about.
I don't think AI is going to, at least not yet, like replace us, but it will be something that's going to help you or like make you more productive.
Right.
Like give me 10 ideas for this. Or we're doing a giveaway on the website. Like, how can we do this? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or there, I think it's just going to be an addition to what we, you know, the technology that we already have. But it's in a lot of different spheres. It's going to help with a lot of things. Like, there's AI editors for video. There's there's all different kinds of stuff we use. If you guys follow us on social media or on our YouTube Shorts, we use AI to transcribe, you know, we have videos where the text comes up on the screen. Like that's all AI. It's being fed into AI to do that. That's like, you know,
it's cool.
Yeah. Pretty crazy stuff. But yeah, that is it for the year. I think beyond the AI stuff, obviously like not PC hardware related, but like Elon bought Twitter, which is pretty cool.
That's a big story. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a big story.
But like another big one is like this, like we're back in person at CES. Yeah. Right? We haven't been to CES since 2020.
Yeah, it's I feel great right now. Like we're like almost an hour into the podcast. Like I feel pretty good and relaxed. When we started, I was like all over the place, like running around trying to make sure everything works. Cause that's the worst thing, is like you don't want to come here and do this and then like nothing works. So hopefully, like you said, for this part of the podcast, like everything hopefully will work well. And like I said, our content, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, the whole plan is we're doing this podcast like this tonight. Just because we didn't have any meetings today. We don't have anything from the show to necessarily talk about. But we will be basically going to meetings all day for the next week. And then we're going to shoot a bunch of videos at the suites, come back here, talk about it and record it, and then upload it to our YouTube page. We're not going to do the live. Maybe at the end of the week, do another live one.
I think we should shoot for another one.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that stuff. Is there anything that you're looking forward to either at CES or this year in the, like, you know, PC hardware tech related?
I'm like maybe on the fence for a new GPU. Right, okay. Because I'm still running the 2070 Super. I just updated to the 5800X3D.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to. I know I'm GPU bottlenecked now, right? So I got some improvements, but I don't think I mean, obviously, a new GPU is going to help. But I think I'll just be that much further along with the 5800X3D than I was with the 3800X. So I'm kind of like excited to maybe go that route upgrading wise. I kind of want to build a small form factor portable build.
Those are just
they're a pain.
They're so cool. They're so cool when they like come together well, but digging in there.
But well, it's got me like thinking about our possible next event in the summer.
Okay.
In Dallas.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
All right.
I'm with you. I got you. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So those are kind of exciting. And then like for CES, I don't know. I'm excited to see the people we haven't seen in a while. I haven't really paid too much attention to like teasers of, hey, we're going to be showing this off.
I think I know some stuff we're going to see.
Yeah. You
lots of OLEDs.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to see.
There's some displays that I'm excited to see that we haven't seen.
You're going to see, I think this will be the year that OLED displays will become more affordable, and it will be not completely mainstream, but very like if you're gonna spend $300 to $500 on like a 24 to 27 inch, you can get a nice OLED display monitor. Nice. You're gonna see a lot of that, I think. As far as like what I'm excited about,
what about you?
I mean, you know, I love cases, I love motherboards. We're kind of, you know, we already launched all the new motherboards.
Yep,
we already launched. I mean, we're going to hopefully see some cool cases. It's going to be interesting because, again, with height we talked about height, like they came in and kind of disrupted things. And when a company comes in and disrupts things, it means that you're going to get more competition from everybody else.
Well, and hopefully they have like a follow-up to that, right? Like, yeah, it's not just like a one-hit wonder and like, oh, well, we had that, but we don't really have anything.
Yes. Yeah. It should be, like I said, I'm excited for CES. I'm excited to go see products. I'm excited to shoot more video. We have a lot of video.
Eat good food.
Yeah, we just ate.
We ate dinner before this, yeah.
I thought Ryan was going to explode. He ate so much food. But yeah, no, it's really exciting. Again, I'm glad that I drove and we have this kind of semi-cool, semi-professional setup that we have here. I think it's, like I said, I think it looks good. We're going to watch it back after we're done recording here. I think it's going to be pretty good. Is there, yeah. So like Ryan said, we're going to try to do another live podcast at the end of the week. Yep. And then the following week,
no podcast.
I'm going on vacation. I'm going on vacation.
He's probably gonna work while he's on vacation. I just know it.
Not like work. Yeah, I'll check in. But make sure you're following us on all social media, especially Instagram. It's just, what is it? Think Computers, all one word for our Instagram. On Twitter, it's Think Comps. So THINKCOMPS on Twitter. We'll have a bunch of updates there. We're going to have a ton of content this week. Obviously, be subscribed to the YouTube. We're going to be putting out full-length videos as well as a ton of shorts. And all those shorts are going to be reposted on, we have a TikTok, like we have everything. So make sure you're following us on one of those to just kind of stay updated on what we're doing. We're going to try to put out as much content as we can this week. It's a crazy busy week, but we're definitely going to try to do that. Yeah, I think that's, like I said, is there anything else you want to?
No, I think we're good.
Are you excited? Are you excited for any type of food or anything like that, that you can't get maybe in Wichita that you're like going to get here?
Mm. I don't know.
Me neither.
I have it up here. Like, I know we're eating lunch tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't have that in Wichita, right? So, I mean, there's similar food, but like.
Yeah.
Momofuku's good.
Correct. Yeah.
Right. So, no, I mean, we have our dinner. What day? When are we having dinner?
Saturday night.
Is it Saturday night? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going doing what, a steakhouse, right?
Yeah, steakhouse. Be...
So, yeah, that's what we did last year at a different
pool. Not last year.
Okay. Last year we were here.
Yeah.
2020. But I'm always up for a good steak and like just like a good traditional meal.
Ryan doesn't like a whole lot of he eats American food. That's very true.
Yeah. I love Mexican food too, though.
Okay. Well, like I said, guys, we are going to be here all week. Excited, like I said, to see Ryan in person and kind of do what we've been doing for so long. It's just,
Nelson asked if we brought our family. No, just us.
No, yeah,
just vacation me and Ryan. As well as working your job. Yeah, so it's like, yes, we are in Las Vegas, but it's work and like walking and
even like Ubering some friends that like live here that I'm like, I have some friends that live in Vegas, like, oh, you want to like meet up? Like, I'm like, my schedule is legit packed. I have meetings all day and then we have to go shoot videos like this all night. And then I want to get like at least a decent amount of sleep.
Right. So we can get up and do it
again. Yeah. Get up and do it again. Day. So it's not like a crazy Vegas vacation.
Right. If I have my family here, they wouldn't see me.
I mean, same, like I've in the past I had brought girlfriends here and it was like, very hard to this is not the plan. Like this is not the thing where you want to bring your significant other.
No,
this is just not. But yeah, we're gonna have a lot of fun. Like I said, just keep up with us on social media and stay tuned again for the podcast, the live podcast at the end of the week. We don't know when it's going to be or what time. We will let you guys know. But thanks for everybody for coming out. It's again, Nelson in the chat, we had Shinny in the chat, we had
Lex Luthor
in the chat. We had Mod My Mods in the chat. Everybody for coming out, we definitely appreciate you. And we will hopefully, as long as we have semi-decent internet, we will see everybody at the end of this week.